You know, out of the bushfire crisis has come a number of questions in a variety of different areas. Like, for example, water quality. We just thought about this week. You know, how's our water quality doing with so much smoke and ash around?
Well, let's find out. The Executive of Corporate Services for North East Water, Anthony Hernan, joins us. Morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Lou and Matt.
So, Anthony, how is our water going, and going forward, is it going to be affected by all this smoke and ash that's about?
Yeah, certainly our systems are holding up really well at the moment, which is probably a bit surprising given the conditions that's been experienced over the last few weeks. All of North East Water's systems that have been affected by bushfires, our supply in those systems is safe to drink. Mm-hmm. As the rain approaches, our concern would be the Corryong system and drawing from the Narial Creek. In preparation for that, we have been pumping from that creek into our raw water storage. And that should allow us to have ample storage, which would negate the effect of any dirty water caused by bushfire runoff.
Yeah, yeah. Now, how much does it affect the water supply, bushfires, in terms of tainting the water?
It certainly has an effect, yeah, and it can linger too for quite some time as catchments are burnt out. Any rain events of significance, does wash into those waterways. I think pleasingly, over probably learning from past experiences, North East Water is a lot more resilient in terms of its storage capacity in a lot of our systems now. So having off-river storages such as the one we built at Bright, 520 mm-hmm. megalitres, enables us to have that passing flow travel past us and not see us required to extract at those times.
Yeah, fair enough. The other thing I'm interested in is fire retardant. Now, when they're fighting the bushfires, obviously the bombers often drop fire retardant to try and slow the fires down. Yes. What happens with that? That's obviously getting into the ground and the groundwater and the river systems. Is that essentially filtered out? What happens there?
Yeah, that would be filtered out, probably naturally in the first instance, but our water treatment plants are quite sophisticated these days and have a number of barriers in terms of treatment processes. So our operations guys are comfortable that wouldn't be an issue for us going forward.
Great. Well, Anthony from North East Water, that's some great news generally, which is terrific. And I'm sure if anything changes, we can get in touch with you. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks, Lou and Matt.